AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley in New Orleans and across the Gulf Coast. Pausing today to remember those who were lost in Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago.
Lord God, we come in a special way to remember all those whose lives were taken by Hurricane Katrina. More than 1,800 people. We commend them to your kingdom.
Members of the clergy and community leaders were at MGM Park for a memorial to Katrina's victims, Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
We come here today to recommit ourselves to the notion that no American is going to be left behind. There are certain circumstances where people are forgotten and they can be unnamed, but they can't be unclaimed. And this space is testament to that fact.
This evening, former President Bill Clinton is expected to attend a concert celebrating the city's recovery. As the Gulf Coast remembers Katrina, the Caribbean is assessing the damage from Tropical Storm Erica. At least 20 people were killed on the island of Dominica. That storm has now lost a lot of its strength and is expected to just bring rain to the U.S. mainland by Monday. In Houston, police are trying to track down leads after a sheriff's deputy was gunned down while pumping gas.
A male suspect came up behind the deputy and shot the deputy multiple times.
Harris County Sheriff's Office spokesman Deputy Thomas Gilliland. Officers are searching a home about a quarter of a mile away from that gas station. Criticism of the Iran nuclear deal today from GOP Congressman Ed Royce.
President Obama is betting that Iran will change over a few short years into a country that can be trusted with nuclear bomb-making technology. He is betting against history.
His comments were in the weekly Republican address. It comes at a time when President Obama is trying to rally support for the nuclear agreement that aims to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in relief from economic sanctions. This is AP Radio News. The woman who survived the attack on a TV crew in Virginia this week says she never saw the gunman before he opened fire. Vicki Gardner is recovering in a hospital from a gunshot wound. President Obama plans to travel to Alaska next week to press for action on global warming. In his weekly address, the president said the effects of climate change are already being felt.
More frequent and extensive wildfires, bigger storm surges as sea ice melts faster, some of the swiftest shoreline erosion in the world, in some places more than 3 feet a year.
President Obama will begin his visit to Alaska on Monday with a speech on climate change. Officials at San Quentin Prison in California are now scrambling to provide safe drinking water to thousands of inmates there after Legionnaire's disease hospitalized one of them and was suspected of sickening more than two dozen others. Officials have now brought in a large water tanker and bottled water for the inmates. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.